Our next guest, they will bring some sandy to the show.
I don't think
show.
He will.
He won't?
You know he's got a second nickname, which few know about. Outside. Everyone knows him as Crusher.
Yeah.
His lovely wife, Michelle, calls him Blossom.
Noel Cleal, good morning. Is that true?
G'day, Ray. yeah, it is. It is. It's a nickname I've carried for many years.
That's a soft side to you, mate.
Oh, he does have a soft side, the big fella.
Oh, mate, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You're probably better off talking to Michelle about that.
Yeah. Hey, Crusher, tell us about the Wauchope Blues. They played their first game yesterday. You're back involved in rugby league at a country level, which is absolutely wonderful because we know you're a bushy at heart. How did they go and what does it feel like to be back helping bush footy out again?
Well, we run out of pies.
I thought you might have. And I reckon the Canberra might have copped a whack too.
Yeah, no, we've had a really good day. Actually, we couldn't fit them, all the people, excuse me, all the cars in the ground. They had to go out onto the race course. So
it was the first home game, I should say. Should not
first home
it.
Game, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So it was good, and we got the cash, which was great. And we're it's just bush footy, and I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and you know, it's providing a lot of stuff for kids. You know, we got. Mm. Over 100, we've got five teams and two ladies teams and the three senior men's teams. And, you know, it's providing something for them and I really enjoy it.
How is bush footy going, Noel? You'd see it a lot more than we do, but we know it's the grassroots of rugby league and you want a thriving country football competitions right around the state. So how is bush footy going?
In patches, Ray, it's okay. You know, Group 3 is very, you know, it's very well run. There's a fellow by the name of Mal Drury who looks after it. But in other areas, it's too great a game to die. But in patches, it's on life support. And, you know, you look at a place like Glenelinas, which is a, you know, 8,000-9,000 population town. And they can't field a first grade side, so
you hate to hear
there
that,
is
don't
concerns.
You?
There is concerns, and you know it's all good to go to Vegas or you know talk about expansion. But if you look at last year's Queensland rugby state of origin team, I think there was 13 off the top of my head, 13 bush blokes in the Queensland side. So
there you go.
You know, and I think we only had three or four. So you know, it's not going as good as what it used to be. Is what I'm.
Yeah.
How many cans did you get through, Crush?
I didn't have one till after the game, mate. And I had two in the sheds. And then our sponsor is the Bago Tavern at Timbertown. And
I've been there. I went there with you.
Yes, and we went there afterwards. And it was.
Did he shout you beer, Noel, or not? Seriously.
Who?
Dino.
Dean. I don't like drinking with him because he only drinks middies. The only reason he does.
Mate, if you drink with Crusher and you drink middies, could you imagine the abuse you cop?
Oh, yeah. Well, you should at least drink a skewy with him, seriously.
Yeah, but his hands are too small to hold a skewy.
You know, I went up there a couple of weeks ago. We went into the Beechwood pub for a beer.
Yeah.
And they're all just like Crusher. They've all got beards. He walks in, hello, Tom, hello, Dick, hello, Harry. He knows them all.
He lives up there.
I'm there with my brother quivering, thinking, what's this bloke going to whack me?
Tim McCutters.
He's got a different take on life, hasn't he, Dino Crush, I tell you.
Hey,
Noel, what about the Seagulls? They're up 20-0 on Friday night. They've got run down late by a Raiders team. That was 2 points that looked to be in the bag. Where are Manly at the moment, do you think, Noel?
Well, mate, if you look at the three games they've lost, they've had pretty handy leads in all three of them. Yeah. And then you look across to the points run against table, and they conceded 200 points, which, you know, 22 points a game. And you look at Cronulla, they're only conceding 11 points a game. So it would be of concern for Anthony Seibold. And, you know, I don't know whether it's condition or, you know, whether they're fit enough. You'd think they would be, but it is of concern. And to be a serious threat in the competition, they're going to have to fix that.
What about your other team that you played for, the Mighty Roosters? Gee, they've been impressive the last two games, Crusher. They've put on 100 points and they tore the Broncos to shreds in that second half.
Yeah, they're a dark horse. You know, everyone talks about, obviously, Melbourne and Penrith and the Bronx, but no, the Roosters, they're going to be, and, you know, throw Cronulla into the mix. And out of that five, there'll be one of those will be the premiers, I reckon, and wouldn't be surprised. There's a few blokes having a swan song, and that So you go back to Price and Crane, and there's a bit in that.
Yeah, 100% right. What about your old mate Dez? We were talking about it earlier, and Dino's quite right. He's got him playing competitive football now. They're back in the contest, aren't they, the Titans?
Yeah, no, that was always going to happen. You know, a lot of people, knowing Dez as I do, they're all, they've had a slow start to the year, but that's every Dez Hasler coach side has a slow start to the year, but. Like they'll be competitive, and had they won those three of those last four games that were being tight, they're sitting in the top eight. So, mate, they'll be okay. I don't know if they make the eight, but they'll be okay. They're going to be competitive.
They say he set a new record up at the Gold Coast. Crusher, 6 months up there, hasn't bought a thing.
Surprise, surprise. the old joke about Des, when I rang his house one day and I talked to his young fella. He answered the phone at Campbell, and I said, "Where's your dad?" And he said, "Oh, he's walking down the beach and found 20 cents and he's gone down the bank to bank it."
Gee, the poor young kid being brought up in the same mentality.
He's a classic, isn't he?
Oh, he's too good. Hey, and Noel, we're getting close to Origin time and everyone has their opinions about who should be in, who should be out. The fullback spot's always going to be contentious. Tedesco was terrific on Friday night, but Dylan Edwards' form's irresistible. Do you get to a point, I was listening to Mal Meninga discussing this point after the Penrith game, and he quite rightly pointed out that he picked Edwards on a wing for Australia. Do you find a spot for him somewhere?
Yeah, I think you have to. Yeah. But then again, who do you leave out off the wing? And yeah. I'm a firm believer, Queensland have been successful because they're consistent in their selections. And I think Badge I spoke to Badge about it, and he's going to be going down the same path, being, picking the players that in the past haven't let you down. And that's, it's a difference between a State of Origin player and a club player on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Dylan Edwards is definitely one of those players that State of Origin wouldn't overawe him. Yeah. So, you'd pick him in the side, but where do you leave Josh Addo-Carr and Bright Toho?
Yeah.
It's a tough one, that one. But I'm a firm believer in incumbents. Leave them in there if they, when they get too old, throw them out.
Crusher, if I was to put you on the spot right now, after, nearly nine rounds completed, who plays in the grand final and who wins it?
Well, Penrith will be one. And one of those other four sides I mentioned earlier will be the other one, and one of those will win it, I guarantee you.
Mm. Okay. Well, you've answered that well.
Yeah, what about Storm now and Pappenhausen? And we're still to hear what the results of the scans are today, and everyone in football would wish Ryan Pappenhausen well. He doesn't deserve another long stint on the sidelines. But if the news is not what Ryan Pappenhausen or the Storm wants, where does that leave the Storm?
Because they're such a well-oiled machine that, they'll still do well. They'll be thereabouts. He's only out for 4 to 6 weeks.
Is that confirmed, is it, Neil?
That's what I heard this morning.
That's great news, yeah. That's great news.
And, they're competitive, doesn't matter who plays for them. Mm. So they'll be thereabouts, and they always are. Well, whatever Craig Bellamy is there, that's what you're going to get.
How's Les?
He's going good. He's done a similar thing at Warialda. Warialda looked like closing the books and not having a footy team this year. And Les said, "Well, not on my watch." So he got a committee together and got some players. And I think they're leading the comp after about round four. So, So he's invested back in the bush footy as well. And we quite often chat about it. And it's a love that goes back a long time. He's even coaching the Group 19 side, which is
good on him.
For a 68-year-old bloke.
Mm, he still loves it. No, I know there's no panacea for all ills with the problems at country footy, is it? But is it simply primarily down to funding?
I just know how hard it is for the best-run clubs are the ones with the best committees. And I just know the man hours that we had to put in this week to get ready for yesterday's game. And that's the biggest thing, is getting these good people, good hard-working people to run the joint. And so it's a bit of funding, but there's not much reward for the people that do it. They it's all on a voluntary basis, and You can't really, you burn them out if you expect too much. But I think there should be more people employed by the NRL assisting in the governance and running of bush footy. You know, just each group have a full-time CEO or something like that. And you know, it can only the game will only benefit from it. But currently, as I said, it's all volunteers.
Which makes it tough because people have lives and families and jobs and that sort of thing. And
I'm only on the committee here, and I reckon I spend 20 hours a week on the, you know, just doing stuff for the footy club, and I really enjoy it. but it's not, you know, you can't expect people, especially with people with young kids and that sort of stuff, you just can't expect too much from them.
Yeah.
Now, before we let you go, you know there's always a story I love that you tell.
Go on.
It's the day when Les turned up in the mini-moke at the old Sydney Sports Ground.
Tell us
about it. This is a great story, Ray.
He was
when I say Les, of course, I'm talking about Les brother. Cleal, yeah. Noel's great brother, who came down for a year in 82, slayed them,
didn't
and
like
then
Sydney
went back
life.
To the bush.
Didn't like Sydney life? No. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he lived in Bondi Junction, and... But that wasn't for Hilaire's Bondi Junction. It was just too busy. So he went and hired a house out at the back of Liverpool. And he decided to buy a mini make so you can to travel to and from training because it was cheaper on fuel, of course.
So he has a mini make.
So but there was no tolls in those days. It was just flat out down the Hume Highway into the city. And it didn't have a roof on it, the mini make. And this particular day, his partner couldn't look after their pets, their animals. So he had three pig dogs and a goat. So he's thrown the three pig dogs and the goat into the mini moke, and he's come down the Hume Highway with, like, he's 6'3" and 120 kilos, with City Ford emblazoned all over his shirt. And he's got the training, and he's parked the mini moke in the shade, and he's put a little bit of rope, and he's tying the four animals to each wheel. I said, What are you thinking, Les? He said, look, there's not much harmony if I leave them home on their own. I said, what do you mean? He said, the goat could be dead when I get home, so I've just...
Oh, I love that story, taking the goat to training and tying it to the wheel. Oh, gold.
Too good. Hey, Noel, terrific to catch up. Great to see that things are going okay with country for you. I know it can be better, but when people like you are involved, that'll ensure those areas stay alive. I really appreciate you coming on a Sunday morning, and always great to hear some of those old stories, Noel.
Nice talking to you, Ray, and see you, Bulldog.
Hey, see you, Crusher. See you, Blossom.
There's Noel Crusher Cleal.